It is Tuesday, August 20th. Today, the kettle sues the pot. YouTube's new partnership takes on TikTok. Why Amazon's ads business has been surging lately. And the final ruling. Do hashtags even matter anymore? I'm Todd Maffin. That's ahead today in digital marketing. YouTube is expanding its partnership with Shopify, giving creators access to thousands of new brands to tag in their shopping videos. This marks a big increase from the few hundred brands that they currently have access to. All eligible Shopify Plus and Advanced merchants in the U.S. can now sign up for the YouTube Shopping Affiliate Program. This expanded partnership is really a shot over the bow at TikTok, which is trying to grow its TikTok shop business in the U.S. to $17.5 billion. That platform expects to have 500,000 U.S. merchants on its shop by the end of this year. YouTube is also launching a new Chrome extension that will let U.S. creators in the affiliate program save products while browsing a brand or retailer site. This should make it easier to tag them in videos later. This expansion of the affiliate program comes as YouTube has increased its e-commerce efforts in recent years to bring in more revenue amid a slowdown in digital advertising. In 2023, people watched more than 30 billion hours of shopping-related videos on YouTube, with a 25% increase in watch time for videos that help people shop. Google says it's mostly fixed the widespread bug in search ranking that started late last week. Friday morning, Google reported on its status page that the issue was affecting a large number of search results. SE Roundtable reports today that it's not completely fixed on the back end, but the front-facing errors have been patched, so the visible effect, at least, isn't there anymore. Yesterday, Google search analyst John Mueller posted on LinkedIn saying, quote, "Unfortunately, the team isn't quite happy with calling it complete just yet." He's talking about the bug there. "I don't think there's any visible effect anymore, though, so we said we'll update again in 2 days," unquote. The bug apparently came from the August core update, which rolled out the day prior to all this happening. Google used to give marketers a lot more detail about what these core updates updated. This time we got a fairly vague description from Mueller. Quote, "This update aims to better capture improvements that sites may have made so we can continue to surface the best of the web. This includes small or independent sites that are creating useful, original content on relevant searches," unquote. It wasn't clear exactly how the bug impacted listings, but it's worth going and checking to see where your brand sits in a day or two. And while we're here, an update on that baffling bug we reported on a couple of weeks back that saw advertisers running ads for other brands from Merchant Center, sometimes competitors of theirs. Some affected marketers are posting screenshots of emails they've received from Google. For those who had their ads dropped into other accounts, Google says it's asked the managers of those accounts really, really nicely to, you know, please delete all that stuff and the creative and the data. Which, I mean, I'm sure they did, right? Amazon is leaning more and more on advertising to boost profits. New numbers show Amazon's advertising revenue grew 20% year over year in the last quarter, nearly matching last year's growth rate. Amazon's vast user and strong customer intent data allow it to offer highly targeted advertising. eMarketer has a great breakdown of this space today, quoting one of their analysts, Jerry Goldman, quote, "That's something you can charge quite a bit for. These are highly motivated, targeted customers, so you're not interrupting them," unquote. Closed-loop measurement and real-time feedback about what is and isn't working is also driving advertiser demand, said Goldman. Quote, "That's something advertisers have told me is a major portion of why they keep coming back to Amazon and why they're willing to spend a lot more on a per-click basis," unquote. Plus, Amazon's been continually expanding ad placements, like new spots on Prime Video. That has significant potential, and it feeds its own data ecosystem. Information from engagement on Prime Video ads gets added to customer records. This, of course, helps the retail media side of the business. And Amazon continues to invest heavily in content rights, like its $1.8 billion annual NBA deal starting next year. In another sign that the social world is going vertical, Instagram is testing a new vertical grid display on user profiles. Currently, profiles have both a traditional square-shaped thumbnail image for feed posts and a separate tab for Reels thumbnails. This new thing is sort of a hybrid, where thumbnails are taller, though not quite 16:9, and they're all in a single tab. The new format, of course, better aligning with Reels in formatting. It essentially translates the Reels grid to the main feed. Instagram's head, Adam Mosseri, explained in a recent Q&A that this update, or a variation of it, is likely coming to all users, and soon. He said the vast majority of content uploaded to Instagram today is vertical, either 4x3 photos or 9x16 videos. Cropping these to squares is pretty brutal, he said. This could change your brand's content strategy if you're one of those which meticulously plans the layout of that Instagram profile grid. This is something that isn't as popular to do as it once was, but several third-party tools like Sprout Social and Buffer both have profile grid preview tools for those who still really want to do this. Here's another reason to consider dropping hashtags from your brand's organic social media posts. LinkedIn has introduced semantic matching to its search system, letting it understand content beyond just keyword hashtags. This, LinkedIn says, will let it provide more relevant search results even if the posts don't contain all the query keywords. LinkedIn measures the success of its search engine on both topic matching and dwell time. In other words, how much time people spend reading content that surfaces from a search. The platform says this new system has led to a significant boost in overall discovery, with on-topic rate and long dwells increasing by more than 10%. This is part of an industry-wide trend. Platforms from LinkedIn to Facebook to Instagram have relied less on hashtags for discovery and more on understanding the content using machine learning. That's probably a good thing for most users, but hashtags certainly have a place for helping link less obscure content together. Think of a conference hashtag or those which link content with only videos. There is, of course, a rebound effect. Some networks, like Mastodon and Blue Sky, both still use hashtags extensively, as neither has a single algorithm making the decision on what content surfaces. So what should marketers do? Well, if you're running out of space in the post on a major platform, it's probably fine to drop the hashtags. No platforms say they penalize posts for having them, so if you want to include one or two, that's probably just fine. Just try to use hashtags that don't repeat words in the main post. Elon Musk's X continues to see a drop in users. While the company, which is now private, no longer shares the volume of data it did when it was public, it still has some reporting requirements in some regions, notably the EU. X's latest report, provided to comply with the EU Digital Services Act, shows a 5% decline in European users in the first half of 2024. Despite this, X has actually seen a 10% increase in logged-in users versus non-logged-in guests since last year. Some people believe this is likely due to X restricting the number of posts that non-users can see. The EU data reflects similar trends seen in other reports, suggesting X is experiencing a slow decline in interest rather than a massive shift. Similar web data shows UK X usage also steadily declining over time, while usage on Threads, that's Meta's new competitor to X, is slowly rising. The overall trends could indicate that Musk's free speech approach isn't resonating with most users, or perhaps that his own political commentary is turning people off from the app. The platform has not added any daily active users since November of 2022.
Hey, it's Sean Nelson, founder and CEO of Lovesac and host of the Let Me Save You 25 Years podcast. Want to skip the trial and error so you can head straight to success? Join me and incredible guests like Olympic legend Sean White and NFL superstar Rob Gronkowski as we share the lessons and mistakes that shaped our journeys. Ready to save yourself 25 years? Tune in on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. That's Let Me Save You 25 Years with Sean Nelson. Listen now.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. lights.
Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at the
Another possibility of X's slow decline is the perception the ad industry has of it being an unsafe place for brands. And a new report from the Center for Countering Digital Hate backs that up. The report found that X displayed ads from major brands alongside misinformation related to the recent UK race riots. Some of those brands included GlaxoSmithKline, the British Medical Association, and even the International Olympics Committee. According to the group, five key UK accounts pushing lies and hate amassed 260 million views in the week following the Southport attack on July 29th. X presented ads for well-known brands near their content. The CCDH also notes that many of the more incendiary profiles posting about the riots are part of X's Creator Ad Revenue Share program, meaning X is effectively paying these users to post controversial remarks. Elon Musk himself is amplifying comments from controversial spokespeople, including a post just yesterday by Tommy Robinson, whose anti-Islamic sentiments are believed to have played a significant role in sparking the recent riots. This new report likely won't help boost X's standing with advertisers, many of whom are already scaling back or halting their X spend due to concerns over their ads appearing next to harmful content. And finally, pot meet kettle. In a civil complaint filed this morning in the U.S., the Chinese fast fashion giant Shein has accused its rival Temu of copying its products and selling counterfeits. Shein claims Temu masquerades as a legitimate marketplace while controlling every aspect of its sellers' activity. The lawsuit alleges that Temu reproduces virtually identical copyrighted images of Shein products and uses them as promotional images on its website and mobile app. Shein also says Temu is impersonating their company on social media. Shein itself, of course, has long faced accusations of design theft from major fashion brands and independent artists. The two retailers have a long history of legal battles. Last year, Temu sued Shein, alleging mafia-style intimidation of manufacturers. Shein has also accused Temu of contracting influencers to make false statements about it. Shein is requesting a trial by jury in this case. And we have a classified ad to wrap up. Save time and money by ditching multiple social media tools. Fedica schedules posts to 11 platforms like PixelFed and Blue Sky, while unifying analytics and analysis from Mastodon, X, and more. Fedica gives you insights you can't get anywhere else. Get free cross-platform scheduling at Fedica.com. That's Fedica.com. That's it for today. I'm Todd Maffin. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition. Our two weapons are fear and surprise and ruthless efficiency. Our three weapons are fear and surprise and ruthless efficiency and an almost fanatical devotion to the Pope.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.